A weekend conference in Libya was meant to bring peace to Sudan's troubled Darfur region, but it was hobbled in part by the absence of key black rebel groups who are considered essential to any lasting agreement. What their absence portends has become a main topic of the discussions. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports from Sirte, Libya.
There's not much English spoken in Libya. Years of isolation and international sanctions have distanced the country from the West and even from neighboring Arab states. So when you turn on the television set here and Cary Grant starts talking, it's hard to click away.
This ship is going much too fast. We ought to take advantage of every moment.
Fittingly enough, it is Cary Grant from the movie An Affair to Remember. That's what the United Nations and the African Union are hoping to pull off here in Sirte, Libya. Darfur peace talks that lead to an agreement that everyone will remember and respect. But a deal seems far distant at this point, and as United Nations envoy Jan Eliasson says, time is going much too fast.
The train has left the station for the road to peace. The question is how many passengers will get on the train. We are ready to receive them. We want this peace process to be irreversible.
The UN has called Darfur the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. For years, it has been Muslim-on-Muslim violence. But in recent weeks, black rebel groups and the Sudanese government have killed indiscriminately civilians and peacekeepers in the region. So Eliasson and his African Union counterpart, Salim Ahmed Salim, invited as many people as they could think of to Sirte. Rebel groups are here, some fresh from the bush, as well as Sudanese government officials, women's organizations, and tribal leaders. But Abdel Wahid El Nour and Khalil Ibrahim, two of Darfur's most influential rebel leaders, have stayed away. And their absence has hung over the conference like a nasty perfume. Even the host of the conference, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, who calls the rebels his sons, questioned what can be achieved under the circumstances. He is speaking here through a translator.
I had expected that my sons Abdul Wahid and Dr. Khalil would have been from amongst those present here, but they aren't. No peace can be concluded, no understanding would be possible.
Some of the rebel groups in Sirte have proposed that the talks be postponed, but Alpha Umar Konare, the Malian leader of the African Union, urged the conclave to act now, or regret later. Rebel groups in Darfur are splintering so fast, he said, there may soon be too many to bargain with.
Now there are more than 20.
Si nous tardons à avancer,
if we delay, there will be 40 or 60.
Si nous tardons à avancer,
if we delay,
c'est que nous risquons d'aller
then
vers la catastrophe.
We risk moving towards the brink of a catastrophe.
The mediation team says the talks will roll out in three phases over the next few weeks, giving the absent rebels time to reconsider. They also plan to dispatch top emissaries to meet with other rebels now gathered in southern Sudan and Darfur. At best, it will be weeks before the belligerents ever get to discuss security matters or compensation or land rights in the region. They have to show up first. That's the only way of making what happens in Sirte an affair to remember. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Sirte, Libya.